Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, your weekly guide through matters crucial to families and the preservation of traditional values in the Commonwealth and beyond. Archives of this and past shows are available at afaofpa.org. Now your host, a dedicated advocate for family values and the director of the American Family Association of Pennsylvania, Diane Gramley.
Artificial intelligence or AI, what is it? Is it dangerous? Is it going to take over the world? Should Christians be concerned? We hear a lot about AI, and most of us have seen the movie 2001 Space Odyssey. Will another HAL get loose and terrorize all mankind? I must admit I know nothing about AI. That's why I called in an expert on the topic. Ron Schenck is an elder and Sunday school teacher at his local church, where he works with college-age students on faith and culture. Outside the church, Ron is a business coach, author, and certified prophet advisor with over 25 years of experience owning and operating a technology company, giving him a front row seat to how dramatically this industry has changed. That background gives him an unusually grounded, no-nonsense perspective on AI because he thinks about it the way he thinks about everything else. Who benefits, who controls it, and what does scripture say about it? That's his way he approaches things, including AI and technology in general. And so thanks, Ron, for being with us. I appreciate it, taking the time out of your very busy schedule.
Glad to be here, Diane. Thank you.
And I must admit that you're my web guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I help you out. You maintain everything. We're happy to help.
Get it set up, and we appreciate it. And Optimus Media is the name of your company. So
it is.
I'll send folks your direction. So what is AI? I mean, I think it's bad, but what is it?
Yeah, AI. Well, it stands for artificial intelligence, but the name is a little misleading. Movies like you were talking about where we've got talking robots, it feels like we're there, you know. Terminator is the first movie I think of.
I'm a couple years
terrible
older than
idea.
You.
Yeah. But it, you know, it kind of sounds like we built this digital brain, but that's not really what's going on. You know, what we actually have is a real sophisticated pattern matching system. Okay, so they've fed them just enormous amounts of human-generated text, images, data. And then the computer has learned to recognize patterns and predict responses. So you put something in, and then the computer says, oh, the logical outcome for that would be this. So you type a question into ChatGPT, Grok, Claude, Google Gemini, whatever it is. It's not reasoning through your question the way that you and I would. It's predicting. So, and it does that based on, you know, billions of examples. And so it knows, oh, here's the most likely word that comes next. It's impressive and it's useful, but we should know that it's not thinking.
How does it get all that data? It's entered by a human, right?
Yeah, it was, and it uses the internet, so it scans the internet.
Oh.
And that's why some of the responses that you get, and it's programmed on how to answer and how to filter out data. And keep in mind, too, who's filtering it? Mm-hmm. Well, these things are built in Silicon Valley. They're built out in San Francisco. Largely liberal corporations. Those are liberal programmers that are doing it, so a lot of the answers that you get tend to be more liberal than they are conservative.
Interesting. So is there any, I mean, I know we all hear of Silicon Valley. Are there Christian alternatives to Silicon Valley? Or is that, are they have the entire industry in their pocket, so to speak?
Fight that all the time. And especially, you know, when I used to work at AFA too. Mm-hmm. And so I understand you're constantly looking for, you know, purity in the companies that you support and that you are associated with. And in that technology space, it's almost impossible.
So this is an area that Christians, I'm thinking, comparing it to like public school, Christians basically backed away as far as influencing public school, and we see what's happened there. And same type of scenario with computers, AI and all that kind of stuff.
I don't want to endorse Elon Musk, but he seemed to have a bit of an awakening. Mm-hmm. And he seems to have seen a lot of stuff. I wouldn't, he's not been born again.
Right.
that I've seen any evidence of, but they're trying to not have a woke AI.
Okay.
And by woke, I mean, that's the modern
phrase. Extremely liberal.
Right, right.
Yeah. And isn't Grok, is that how you pronounce it? That, you can use that through
Grok. Grok is X's
right.
Deal. And yeah. And all of these were free. They're moving more toward, they've got it. The bills are outrageous to run this stuff. So you're seeing more of a push to a subscriber method, but even that's not going to pay the bills.
Wow. I hadn't thought about
that. We're probably headed for a crash, and they will require a government bailout at some point. I don't know when that is, but that day's coming pretty rapidly.
Really? Because of all the technology is growing so quickly. You've been involved in this in like 25 years. So what changes have you seen during that 25-year time? Do we have enough time in this program to talk about it?
This is like when I asked my grandmother, okay. You know, what did we have before cassettes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Remember 8-track tapes?
8-tracks, that's and then records, yeah. I remember those.
Yeah, well, the same thing. Think about your technology. I mean, you think about just the size of the computer.
Oh, yeah.
And the power of the computer has changed.
Yeah.
You now get your phone is much more powerful by an order of magnitudes than the computers that powered the space shuttle.
Wow. The space shuttle? Oh, I knew the rocket that took them to the moon, but you're saying even more powerful than the space shuttle, the technology in a phone.
No, even than the space shuttle, the computers that, the computers that used to take up rooms.
Oh, yeah.
And now they.
I can hold it in my hand.
Hold them in your hand.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, which I.
And that's getting a lot faster. And that whole area is growing too.
You know, as you're talking about how AI gets its information, I mean, the web is so full, the internet is so full of facts and fiction. Can the AI determine what is fact and what is fiction? Or do you get a little bit of both?
Depends how it's programmed.
Depends on the human programmer.
You got people, look at, do you get on Facebook much?
Not a whole lot.
I hate Facebook, but your listeners will know. There's been a trend lately. You now can't tell what's real anymore.
With AI, yeah.
And I'm really good at it. I like AI. I find it fascinating. I understand that there's, you know, a lot of potential danger in it as well. But I use it a lot. I understand that it's a tool like anything else.
Well, right.
You know, we Christians, we have a tendency to kind of freak out a little bit if we're being honest.
Right. With something new. Absolutely.
Because we see the abuse and we tend to overreact and say we shouldn't have any of that.
Yeah.
And we did that with the internet. The internet, still, it's a horrible thing.
And I can
so many.
I'm going to interrupt you right quick because I can remember when my husband bought our first computer. It was way back mid '80s or late '80s, somewhere in there. And I think that's when it was, or maybe it was the '90s. Anyway, I was mad because we didn't need that thing in our house, and you know, now I couldn't live without it. You know, but you become addicted to the ease of accessing information. You know, just key in a question, and you come up with, you know, it sends you to a website or whatever. So even my mindset has definitely changed because I've seen it used effectively as a tool.
So,
but again,
right,
there's bad
right.
stuff too.
And you use it for good. You use it to move legislation. You use it to communicate in mass. You do have plenty of great things. So where Google was, you know, remember people would Google things.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd believe it. Or they'd see it on Facebook and they would believe it.
Yeah. That word's probably in the dictionary.
And we learned that, right. Right.
Yeah.
We've learned to not trust Google or to not trust things just because it came up on the first page of Google.
Right.
How'd you find that out? I Googled it. Well, or I did research and it meant that they looked it up and found something they liked. Well, now people are doing that with AI. They know they can't trust the search algorithm. An algorithm, by the way, for those who aren't tech savvy, algorithms just a programmed output to feed you things based on your behavior.
So it's tracking you. It's tracking your behavior.
It's tr- tracking you. Uh-huh. And so they feed you ads or they feed you things that you like. Yeah. Right. You know,
and Facebook Facebook is notorious for that. YouTube's notorious for that. Yes.
That's right. That's right. Conservatives see conservative content so that they stay online longer.
Yeah.
They're not trying to make you mad. They're trying to make you happy. Sometimes they want to make you mad when it keeps you engaged longer, but that's mm-hmm. a whole different thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, so now we've learned we can't trust those algorithms. We can't trust the search history or the search engines. We can't trust the social media stuff. And now we're over on AI. And the initial feeling was, oh, we can trust this. Mm. Look at the answers it's giving me. We'll figure it out real quick. And I think we are. We're figuring out, oh, we can't trust AI.
Yeah. You mentioned a little bit ago, ChatGPT. What is that? And what's all this chat? Because you hear a lot about chat. And you go on a business, or a lot of websites. If you're going to pay your bill online, there's a chat feature if you want to talk to, quote unquote, talk to somebody. My question is: there really a person on the end of that chat box, that chat, you know, chat thing?
No, there's not.
No, okay.
No, it's just very good at predicting what you will say.
Okay.
A fun little experiment: if you download the ChatGPT app, and ChatGPT, they're actually called LLMs, or large language models, because they've been trained on a large amount of language, and then that model or current version is what ChatGPT is. And so you're talking to a chatbot, and it is using that large language model
to come up with the answer to your question.
Yeah. I'm trying to make that in
understandable to people like me.
Too much. Yeah. And it's it's a little fuzzy on the details, but that's close enough.
Right.
So when you're talking to it, it's just understanding what you're saying and predicting the next likely outcome for it.
Okay.
But go into ChatGPT or any other one, Claude or Grok or Gemini, and there are dozens of them. I mean, they're just a new one's popping up every day.
Wow.
That's
the thing with technology, it's constantly changing. So you're always having to be educated. I mean, for me, just as they get mm-hmm. used to something like a Microsoft, there's mm-hmm. an update and it changes everything. So you have to go and relearn stuff, which is very frustrating. Yeah. It works fine the old way. Let's just keep it that way. I mean, I guess I'm old fashioned, but I guess that justifies in the case of Microsoft, their need to, you know, have subscriptions and such as that. And like you said, you know, with the AI, it will probably come to a time when there will be subscriptions you have to pay for. But then even that is not going to pay the bill. You know, I didn't think about bills. You know, with AI, I didn't think about the fact that it's not free. And that they're actually bills at these.
It's not. It takes massive amounts of energy
mm-hmm.
and massive amounts of power and networking. You know, so if you look at the infrastructure, they're having to build these large facilities, and each of them has to have their own power system built into the facility as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times you'll see communities push back and they go,
"Oh, yeah.
We don't want one of these data centers here."
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to subsidize that power bill, and they do that through government grants, you know, local
taxpayer
government
dollars,
and they subsidize. Yeah, and so your tax dollar goes up, or your power bill goes up, and you're paying more for it.
So even though the plants, I know President Trump has said these power plant, these data centers have to have their own power plant,
they do.
But that would involve taxpayer dollars to pay for that power that's being created within that data center.
They get subsidies.
Okay.
To be built.
Christians need to be discerning about mm-hmm. that.
They can't pay those bills though, and so what's going to happen? And they're going to use, now China's got their own set of AIs. They've got their own version of ChatGPTs.
Uh huh.
You know, just like TikTok was a Chinese company, you've got Chinese GPTs or Chinese language models,
right.
Or Chinese, you know, AI that's out there. And so there is a race toward what's called general AI, general artificial intelligence, which is when we do cross a line where AI is thinking for itself.
That's scary.
Instead of being programmed. We're pretty close to that.
Really?
And it is scary because if it happens, then the computers become smarter than the programmers.
Mm-hmm. How?
You know,
all over again.
Yeah, we could have a whole conversation about why Claude or Anthropic is the company that owns Claude, why they got fired from the War Department.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother show.
And give us a little very brief synopsis as to why Anthropic no longer has a government contract. Just a very brief synopsis, if that's possible.
It depends who you believe. So both sides have their own version of that.
Right.
But Anthropic's version, I'd have to go look up the statement. But basically, they said that the government wanted to use those models, those AI systems, to target U.S. citizens and to use that to also develop autonomous weapons.
Oh.
And so they said, yeah, we don't like those two things. You can't use. So they put guardrails on and said, we can't do that.
Yeah.
And so the War Department said, well, you're fired.
Yeah.
According, that's version of it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So and again, who knows what's true anymore?
That's true. That is very true. Two sides to every story. And in today's world, it is becoming more and more difficult to determine what is true and what is not. And
I do think it's dangerous. You know, we see things like we always fall for this as conservatives. So we've got to protect the children, or it's a national security problem or whatever, and we give up our own liberty.
And I think that I think it was Benjamin Franklin who warned against that.
Yeah. Yeah. Franklin, supposedly, anyway, he gets credited for that.
Where, yeah. You know, if you're willing to give up, I'm going to butcher this, but if you're willing to give up freedom for safety, you deserve neither. Again, that's a rough, very rough.
And we do that a lot.
Yeah.
And we do it for comfort. Yeah.
I think of COVID. I mean, that's the first thing that comes to mind is COVID. I'll cut Ron off here as we talk about what is true. Stay tuned for part two as we start off the conversation talking about chat boxes.
Thank you for joining us on American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. Please note that the views and opinions expressed by our guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the AFA of Pennsylvania. We value your opinions as well. To continue the conversation, visit afaofpa.org, where you'll find links to all our social media. If you're passionate about defending traditional values in our state, we invite you to get involved with the American Family Association of Pennsylvania. Visit our website at afaofpa.org or write P.O. Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania 16323 to learn more and to take action. Together, we can make a difference for the families and the future of Pennsylvania.